The U.S. Navy is making some changes, repositioning many of its ships to the West Coast. It's part of a strategic decision to focus more military resources along the Pacific Rim. The Department of Defense is spending billions to support the military buildup. As Allison St. John of member station KPBS reports, that investment is turning out to be a boon for San Diego.
Captain Stephen Wershing, head of Naval Facilities Engineering in San Diego, is a busy man. His office awarded nearly $2 billion worth of construction contracts last year to build new facilities for the Navy and Marine Corps in the Southwest region. That's four times more than he gets to spend in a normal year, and he says the building boom has only just begun.
In just the next 2 years, we anticipate doing over $5 billion worth of construction. I would say this is unprecedented, at least in recent history, that we've seen this much money being invested in the infrastructure at the Navy Marine Corps in this area.
Wershing says most of this money is being spent in San Diego County. New construction is springing up all over the Camp Pendleton Marine Base, and the Navy plans to refurbish and build new barracks for personnel stationed around San Diego Bay. The Navy already homeports 40% of the Pacific Fleet in San Diego, but over the next 5 years, the number of ships based here will increase by about a third, with about 20 more ships expected. One of the early arrivals is the USS Chief. She's a sturdy gray minesweeper. Her captain, John Krishunas, puts his crew through regular drills, operating the remote control submersibles and testing the alarm sirens.
Normally you don't want to hear those in an underway situation. We're going into a minefield, or we're being attacked, or we're going to conduct an attack. That's collision alarm. When you hear that, something's gone south. So that's not good.
Krishunas says his ship is one of half a dozen minesweepers that have already transferred here from Texas. He says the move saves money and consolidates naval assets into a so-called center of excellence for underwater warfare in San Diego. The focus is to protect Asian and Persian Gulf coastal waters for U.S. ships.
This is not a big secret. Both Iran has a great contingent of mines, which is in the Middle East, and the Chinese are building up their military, and they have a great contingency of mines, as well as North Korea. So being in Texas kind of put us in a position, well, you're kind of in no man's land in terms of operational and getting deployed. Being out here in San Diego, you're obviously closer to the Pacific side of the house.
DOD spending in San Diego has grown an average of 7% a year over the past few years. In 2008, it's estimated they spent $15 billion in the area. 2009 looks to be well above that. Martin Murphy is a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessment, an independent policy research institute in Washington, D.C. He says naval assets used to be divided equally between the East and West Coast, but now that's turning into a 60-40 split.
I think it's a long-term change. It's a true rebalancing of U.S. naval assets away from the Atlantic to the Pacific. So in that sense, San Diego is well positioned.
And it comes at a very opportune time for the San Diego economy. Leisure travel is down, housing construction is flat, and the real estate bubble has burst. San Diego economist Kelly Cunningham.
As the economy has struggled, the military has actually held up, and it's now kind of sustaining the economy because of this continued spending on defense.
But San Diegans know well the boom and bust cycle of defense dollars. The hope is that by the time this boom peters out, the recession will be over and other sectors of the local economy will kick back in. For NPR News, I'm Allison St. John in San Diego.